reflection. They live in you.
10 minutes after 1 o'clock, Radio Veritas, 576 AM, and this is Soft Options, the show that's more than a chair on top. And right now, the birthday hour on this, the 19th of April, and so many people celebrating their birthdays today. We'll be calling them live on the radio to find out how they are celebrating. I know Mokete James Tsotetse is celebrating his birthday today. We'll try and get in touch with him, and I know a few other people that are celebrating. If you do, you know what to do. Hello, Paulina.
Hello.
Okay.
Okay.
I when I'm a regara, I'll celebrate your birthday today. More high call.
Kuna kitelitila.
King.
When I'm a ponera.
Kina ha nyamo Radio Veritas. How many years, Mepolina?
81.
81?
Eh.
Ebume.
Okereka
o kena ko kae Mepolina?
St. George.
St. George. Oh, okay, Mosselsville.
Eh.
Okay, o etsang fela go kerekeng?
Ke mo Anna.
O mo Anna.
Tere ke mo Kreste. O mo ke tlang teng o fitlhela le ngwana jale ke ntse ke le mo Kreste. Tere ke le ka nyalwa mo. And then, ya ba ke a chata. Hona mo commissioner ka chata ka ho se ntse.
Oh, che, ke taba tse monate, mme. Ho thwe ke re ho wena, happy birthday, mme. Molaetsa ona, ke bua le wena o le radio-ng, re bua moyeng, ha re bua so.
Banaka.
Ho thwe, o lebohe ntate Modimo that he has protected you. Ho thwe, ao blessa ka nako tsohle.
Ke leboha jwang na. Ke bile le bua, ntho ke bua ka mehla. Everything in Tavisa, like we are so dear, smile like you can say, but you can go down as an attack, you can live a little bit by Yan, yeah, that's a year.
Our batoon. Haru to him, Harry, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
And then me Pauline harare hip hip wena o reng
ure ure
81 has taka motho mme
o fela malaka ke tsile ante o ka tswa ke yela fatse
ja go utlwa hantle mme o ska tshwenye. And then go ba pala pina e feng he mme ka tsene
a le tsena tsa ona o tsadikile ane le ke o gile ke ba tie Anna wa ka yalo ke tsotsi kor. Ke le ma shume ke ntle le mo Anna. A tsaka mon a ka tsoko pala. A ntse a le bana. Ke ntse ke thabile ka nnete. Ha hona letho.
Me a re utlwe he hobane pine ko tshwaretseng yona mo ke a he Anna ya Secret Heart Melodies.
Ke tsama mela ngwana.
O be le tsatsile monate ke re mme Paulina.
Tabile ba, ke tabile o feta. Lo feta ke tsitse ya ga go tana mo le moriki.
Eh,
le sabale, le sabale nang le se o se.
Eh,
le bile ga ba di tsile di tsatsine ke.
Di fedi.
A wa lona le thotse.
A ke taba tse monate. Okay, mme Paulina, o celebrate 81 eo ha monate. Ha o tshwara 90 ke tlo bua le wena hape. Why do me?
Ke tla le nna le mangwana ga ka ba ka la o. Nna ga ya ka ba ke tla le mo ba ne ke tla ke tla ke re ke ntse ka. Ja, ke re ke mo le monate.
Eya.
Ha monate a o le thabile a o le se ke tsa ba ke a di e ka ga ke re ke a morena ke thabile ka ja ke la lo sa morena ke lo ka ke tshe
ai ra le bo ha me Paulina
ya le bo ngwana ka o le bo nna ke le bo tsona tso tse ke tla mo ri bolela ke tsona tse ntse lo pe
moletsa o tswa ho Zandile.
Okay.
Hantle. Thank you, Mme Paulina.
study that. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Tita, how are you?
I'm great, thank you, Daddy. How are you?
I'm on top of the world.
Are you on top of the world? It doesn't sound like it. Because you say, I would say I'm on top of the
world. I'm actually standing on top of my car.
Oh, so you are on top, literally on top of the world. I didn't realize. Please hold one sec for me, Dade.
Good, I'll do that.
And it's 29 minutes after one here on Radio Veritas, 576 AM. And it's Soft Options, the show that's more than a chair on top. Yeah, sometimes that's...
Thank you for calling.
What
Please
happens?
Note that your call may be recorded for quality and security purposes.
29 minutes after 1 o'clock is the time.
Helen Grant.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Fanya.
Hey, Batung. How are you, Helen?
Fine, and you?
Fine, thank you. Sounds like you're working hard.
Trying to.
Oh, not pretending to. That's good. So, what's going on today, Helen?
Yeah, it's a big day.
A big day.
Mm.
Okay. Why? What's going on?
I'm celebrating my 19th wedding. Well, we are celebrating our 19th wedding anniversary.
19th? Are you sure, Helen? I thought you got married like 5 years ago.
I could just count as everything else.
Oh, yes. And I have a message for you.
Mm.
And it says, Hi, Khanya, can you please phone my darling Helen or Mrs. Helen Ngube? It says, she forgot her cell phone at home.
Okay.
On your anniversary, you forget it at home. Eh? And it says, I would like to say to her, this message is all over the place, but I think I'm sure, let me try and make sense out of it. I'd like to say to her that thank you for the three beautiful children we have, the life we share together, the relationship that we have built for both our families and relations that have come about from our family. I loved you then, I love you now, and we love you forever, always. Happy 19th wedding anniversary.
Wow. Beautiful.
And it doesn't really end there. It says, what would life be for me without you? You are my pillar and my strength. I always look forward to the next day with you.
Oh, wow. He is not much of a poet, but he's sounding very poetic now.
And it says, you're truly an amazing and wonderful wife. You are. May the Lord continue giving you the strength and love that you have in you for all.
Thank you.
You are God-given. I will remain forever grateful.
Wow. Thank you so much.
So what do you say about that message now?
Well, it's going to make me cry. But I'll try and keep it together.
You'll try and keep it together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever you want to say to Temba, you say it now.
Well, I sent a message. If you can just read the message that I sent us.
Okay, so I should just read that message.
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay, the message says, Temba, are you listening, brother?
I am listening.
It says, today marks the 19 years of our wedding. I'd like to say to Mr. T. Oh, so you call him Mr. T. And it says, Mr. T, all roads have their ups and downs, and I truly believe that we have been through ours and that the worst is probably yet to come. But with our faith and trust in God, we may not even know when we can reach that point. the challenges in life are never ending, but like I always say, it only takes two to make a marriage work as long as God is with us. No external forces can break the bondage that we have had over the last 19 years. May God keep you and protect you for many more years. Happy anniversary. And it says, I love you at the end.
Thank you.
Okay, so I've read all those messages, and so that's done. I think now it's for you to speak to each other.
So what you say,
thanks, Kanya.
Okay, Temba, you had?
I had, and I thank her gratefully for everything she's done, and I'm sure there's plenty more coming.
Oh, yes. What I was thinking is maybe you could just I'm not a priest, right? But I'm just saying, you know, you want to just remember that day and just re-exchange.
believe me, on that day it was a lot of running, and we're quite young then. I'm sure the week going towards the wedding, I just couldn't even sleep myself. There was just so much happening in Kenya on the day, and being young, like I've said, it was just a whole lot of excitement in it as well. And I remember it was mostly meetings, and you know, both our parents thought we were very young to actually be thinking of actually tying the knot then. But you know, we got on our side, things have happened, and I truly believe there's, like I said, great years still ahead of us.
Oh, yes. Mm. Helen, what do you remember?
It was hectic. It was hectic, yes. There was a lot of pulling. I mean, you know how weddings are. It's never easy. But, yeah, I'd like to believe that it was meant to be. Yes. And what I actually remember, the one of the most important verses that we had as one of our quotes was, what God has put together, let no man put asunder. And I believe that is what I've based my marriage on. That up until we agree that we're not going forward with this, it can only be a decision that we make, not because somebody else has said so.
Yes.
And with God on our side, you know, nobody can be against us.
Now, imagine, this is my question now, back in, before you got married. Temba, did you write any letters to Helen?
She would witness that, and she would tell you the honest truth. There was a big box of letters. Then we never had SMSs or anything.
Yes.
It was letters, and wasn't shy, really. I'd send most of my friends to come and drop them off.
So did she reply with a letter, or did she just come to you and say, why did you say this in the letter? Helen, how did you reply?
I can't remember, honestly. I can't remember, but what I know is I used to write a letter every single day.
Oh, but
and I would wait at the door, at the gate, for the person to come.
Oh, so this message.
We were in the very same town. It were not even like 30 k's apart, but we'd write letters to each other.
Nice, nice. And so today then, on your great day, we just want to say to you, for they are jolly good fellows. And so said all of us.
Thank you, Kenya.
Thank you.
And so we say hip hip, and you both say
hooray.
Now,
I'm kidding. Hooray.
Let's see how this is going to work. What's your favorite song?
Helen?
What? Well, mine is Kitepide.
Okay.
And his is Lishosho.
Okay, so we'll try and do both. So once again we say hip hip, and you both say
hooray.
Hooray.
Hooray. Well, may the Lord bless you and just keep it going like that. As you said, there are ups and downs and there are challenges and there are good things. And we hope you'll have only good things most of the time.
Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you too. Bye-bye.
Especially for Helen and Themba Ncube celebrating their 19th wedding anniversary today. Hey, Len.
Yes.
How are you? Len?
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm all right.
It's your birthday.
That's right.
It doesn't sound like it, Len. Len, it doesn't sound like it's your birthday.
Why you say so?
Because you don't sound happy. You're not smiling. You're not laughing. You're not...
No, how can I smile if I speak to you over the phone?
Why won't you smile?
Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Khanya from Radio Veritas.
Okay.
And you're live on the radio.
Is it?
Yes.
You're not serious.
I'm very serious.
Okay. Who can let me speak to you?
Oh, okay. Is that all you want to know?
Yes.
Are you sure, Len?
That's all I want to know.
Okay, you don't want to know what the message is. You want to know who the message is from.
Exactly.
Hey, yeah, okay. I'll tell you what it says before I tell you who it's from. Because you're going to have to guess who it's from.
Come again?
I'll tell you what the message says, and you'll have to guess who it's from.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so it says, please wish our PPC chairman, Len Bailey, a blessed and happy 70th birthday. And it says, Len, thank you for all that you do in the parish.
Okay. That's either from Father David or from Terza.
Okay. Well, it says, from all at St. Luke's in Factreton.
Thank you.
So what would you like to say to parishioners at St. Luke's?
I don't know what to say. It just comes as a surprise to me.
Well, you live on the radio, so...
Yeah, I know I'm live on the radio, but what else must I say? Just say thank you for sending that message. That's basically all.
And they said I must say to you, Happy birthday, dear Lynn. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
And they said, when I say hip hip, you will say?
Ure.
Lynn, we try again. We say hip hip, and you say?
Ure.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Lynn, we try for the third time. We say hip hip, and you say?
No, I must have to keep myself.
You're going to be fine, Lynn.
Okay, then.
What hymn can I play you?
Man, anything, any music for me. I don't care what kind of music, as long as it's a nice music, either one of Engelbert Humperdinck or somebody else. Music in that type of line.
Okay, I didn't get that. Who? Which artist?
Engelbert.
Oh, Engelbert, okay.
Mm.
Okay, so either Engelbert or?
Or any other nice music, like in that line of music.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, we'll see which one comes up, but the last waltz seems to come up.
Thank you.
Have a great one, Len.
Thank you, man.
I wonder, should I go or should I stay? The band had only one more song to play. And then I saw you at the corner of my eye. A little girl alone and so shy. I had the last waltz with you. Two lonely people together. I fell in love with you. The last waltz should last forever. But the love we had was going strong. Through the good and bad we get along. And then the flame of love died in your eyes. My heart was broken too when you said goodbye. I had the last walk with you.
Yeah, what a lovely song to play on a wedding anniversary, 19th wedding anniversary. That's for Helen and Temba, and of course requested now by Lynn out in Cape Town. Hello, Ponteng.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, myself.
I'm fine, thank you. How old are you now?
I'm 26.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am sure.
Shem, why are you coughing?
I have flu.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. And where do you live, Ponteng?
Sorry?
Where do you stay?
I stay in Bloemfontein.
Where in Bloemfontein?
Pahame. Yes.
Where do you go to church?
I attend St. Rose of Lima.
St. Rose of Lima in?
Bochabela.
Oh, okay. And what do you do in the parish?
Well, I sing for the church choir, and I'm also a friend of the oblate.
Oh, okay. So you are an alto?
Not really. I'm a soprano.
Soprano. Okay. Well, right now it's the cough, eh? It's
yeah, right now I'm an alto.
It's fine. And I have a message for you.
What's that?
It says, I'd like to wish my friend Ponteng Monani a happy birthday. Please call her. And will you say to her, Ponteng, may the Lord grant you all your heart's desires, and may you be blessed with many more years.
Oh my God. Thank you.
And
thank
it says, so I love you to bits.
And I love whoever sent the message to.
Who do you think that is?
I think I was Nino. I'm not sure, but I think it's her.
I was Nino.
Yes.
Okay, if it's not I was Nino, who could it be?
It's either my friend Vanelle or Father Masikyo or Ntate Chabalala.
Hey, Batong, so many people, ne?
Yeah.
And if I told you it's none of the above, what would you say?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Okay, well, you actually write Zanele.
Yeah, and you.
And what do you want to say to Zanele?
I'm out of words right now, but thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And she made my day extra special, and I love her too.
Oh, nice. And do you know what's going on, or do you think you know what's going on?
What's going on, wait?
Now, right now.
I'm not sure.
Who am I? Why am I talking to you? What? You don't know.
But I think I know your voice. I recognize it from Radio Veritas.
And you live on the radio. That's what it is.
I can't be live right now.
You are right now. You're live right now.
No. Oh my God.
So now we're going to have to say. When we say hip hip, you say
hooray.
I corner. We try again. Even if we have a cold, we say hip hip, and you say
hooray.
Ponteng, may you have a great day. So soon you'll be turning 30, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you accept that.
I don't have a choice. I'm on live radio.
And what song do I play you today?
Masisiwa Asimpoa.
Okay, which song?
Mulomuaka.
Mulomuaka. Of all songs.
Of all songs.
Why Mulomuaka? Okay. Well, we'll definitely do that one for you. Let's see. It depends on how you respond to this one. When I say again, hip hip, you say?
Okay, I'm screaming right now. Hooray!
Have a great day, Ponteng.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Thank you, you too.
Now, let's see if we can raise Father Mguda and what he might be up to at this time.
The subscriber you have dialed is not available at present. Please try again later.
Okay, so Ruby, as you can hear, we can get hold of Father Mguda right now. And the message you sent through for him said, happy birthday, Dabane, and happy memories of the day of your ordination. May God, our Heavenly Father, grant you the strength and give you your heart's desires and grace as shepherd of his flock. And that comes from Ruby, especially for Father Mguda. And this is Radio Veritas, 5:76 a.m. with me, Khanya Ditabe. And I know that Mudupi Chipaliti celebrated his birthday a few days ago, by all accounts. And also, Gabs Bonginkosi also turned 37 on Sunday. So those are just a few belated birthdays that we have. As I mentioned, we also have Mokete James Go Cathedral Chancery of Johannesburg, and he celebrates his birthday. And so let's see if we'll be able to raise him. 7 minutes to 2 o'clock is the time.
Ashdelsis, good afternoon.
Hey, Ndat.
Hey, Ndat.
How you are, Ndat?
All right, how you are, Ndat?
Hey, lao karoa, bali.
Kimsebeti, how about you, Ndat?
Ginnit.
Hey,
Ndat. Awat la meo, bali, Ndat.
Yes, how about you,
Ndat? Markata si dao lelo holo 20, at least to zame unka day off.
Serious?
Hey.
Kitlabua libo.
What labua libo on? Okay, Ndate. And 6 minutes to 2 o'clock is the time on Radio Veritas 576 AM. And so this is James. Of course, he picks up the phone. When you, that's the first voice that you come across when you call the Chancery in Johannesburg.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Ndate. Hotu Monana Olakans, the voice that greets you when you call the Johannesburg Chancery, is celebrating his birthday today. He's 5 to pension, manje.
He's doing what?
He's 5 to pension.
I wonder if I'm going to go to the
hospital. I want to go.
Ana le mthale mo mfela ke sebetsa le yena tella ntse na ba ke dikse.
Well, not this time.
Oh, this time I see.
E ona ne ifa se ene ka ba manghe.
All right. But what did he ba tella ye ke di ye ke men le bona mo emong ke Veronica Peters.
Okay.
Ke ba tswa ba be di fela ke tswa mo.
Ke bona fela ne. Well, na message o na o rotsa ho lebo.
E bona nne maganeng. Hona ta.
A hona ta. Well, o na o mo molaetsa he o re hi Khanya. I would like to wish Mokete James Thotetsi a happy birthday. Ere, may God's blessings abound to you in every little way. May you taste and see his goodness every time you kneel to pray. And may your day be brightened more with your father's loving touch. And may you sense that he is with you. He is with you now and loves you very much.
Thank you.
And Ubuanedo.
Ke bona
ba bang 5-2 pension. So o batla reng ho bona he jolo ka le moyeng tse ntate?
Ke lebohile ho mina hana.
And then Barker ho wena, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Hey, ke mathata o bina mo?
Yeah, ke mathata.
O tla loka.
Ke le vero le Dixie.
Hey, ja u tla o le buile ntateno. So ha re utlweng he ha re re hip hip ka ofelo la le re.
Re re hura. Mna.
I bet that I hope Rona le cake mo chancering today.
Why do you let the chips instead of cake?
Okay, so
not chips. Ke yo mo phone.
And wait a hand, so and then I the cake e for dessert.
Ke wila ho lonta.
No that ho le wila ron. I hope ro lo ja cake for dessert is all cuz the chips ka birthday that.
Eh, one day this last month go through.
I bet that le bona tita.
Ke le wila mina.
Thank you. Sap sap.
Thank you.
So there we are, that's James Mokete Thotetsi at the Chancery in Johannesburg. And of course, him and Lisa, when you call the Chancery in Johannesburg, They are the voices that greet you there, and then transfer your call and so on. It's 2 minutes to 2 o'clock. I think I've done all the birthdays for today, and so we're going to have to leave it at this for this hour, and then I'll be back again with you just after 3 o'clock for just after the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. But of course, we'll do some songs for the ordination of Auxiliary Bishop Duncan Tsoke, and we'll have other good things coming up here on Soft Options, the show that's more than a cheer on top. And of course, we still have Ponteng song to play, Mulo Moaga, and I'm sure we'll have all the other good things going on. Don't forget, the 30th of April, my Cecilia will be in Bronkhorstspruit at Bronkhorstspruit Sports Center, and they have two shows there, one at 12 noon and one at 6 in the evening. And for more information, speak to Leah Mpangela, 082-222-3513. That's Leah Mpangela, 082-222-3513. And then, when is this then? When is this happening now? The Mother's Voice, which is a group of priests, mothers in Soweto, invites all the faithful in the Archdiocese of Johannesburg to join them in cleaning the graves of priests and religious. And this will be on the 7th of May. And for more information, please speak to Mephi Gilemlotra, 078-476-9225. That's 078-476-9225. It's 2 o'clock on Radio Veritas, 576 AM.
Veritas. Truth. The voyage of discovery lies not in finding new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Truth simply is.
At 2 o'clock and the news headlines this hour, the Archdiocese of Durban hosts a workshop for men as peacemakers to discuss the Holy Father's apostolic exhortation, and drivers in the ANC bus crash likely to be charged with culpable homicide. Good afternoon, I'm Simbarashe Wande. 30 participants drawn from 12 parishes of the Archdiocese of Durban have finished a three-day intense Men as Peacemakers workshop, which ran from the 15th to the 17th of April. The workshop was organized by the Archdiocese of Durban Justice and Peace in collaboration with the SACBC Justice and Peace Commission, with the aim of equipping participants with practical skills which they can use to confront gender-based and other related violence in communities. His Eminence Cardinal Wilfred Napier encouraged the participants to experience the joy of life in their families and urged them to influence other men to do likewise through their actions. He also raised a deep concern regarding drug-related violence, which is on the increase in the Archdiocese. The Cardinal also said he hoped that the Church, through the Men as Peacemakers project and other interventions, will address this challenge which is destroying families. Pope Francis said Mass yesterday morning in the chapel of the Casa Santa Marta in the Vatican. Following the readings of the day, the Holy Father offered some reflections on the theme of docility to Christ, who is the door through which we must pass if we are enter into eternal life. He is, the Pope said, the voice of the teacher who has the words of eternal life. He stressed that Christ is the door and there is no other. Chris Altieri of Vatican Radio tells us more.
Pope Francis went on to say, the Christian life is really quite easy. Jesus is the door. He guides us along the way. And we know his voice in the Beatitudes, in the works of mercy, and when it teaches us to say, Our Father. The door, the path, and the voice, said Pope Francis. May the Lord make us understand that this is Jesus. This is the icon of him. The pastor who leads, who shows the way, and who teaches us to listen to his voice.
Pope Francis met yesterday with the President Faustin Touadéra of the Central African Republic. During their brief conversation, the pontiff thanked the African leader for the hospitality he had enjoyed during his visit to the Central African Republic last November. The Pope and the President noted how the recent electoral process and the ongoing institutional reforms are taking place in a constructive manner, supported by dialogue between the different religious communities. They also discussed the country's need for international help to establish order and security. Finally, the President expressed appreciation for the contribution of the Catholic Church to the society in the Central African Republic, especially in the fields of education, healthcare, reconciliation, and national reconstruction. And in local news, the Free State Police have said that the two drivers of a bus crash which happened near Windberg in the Free State, killing at least 11 people, injuring 50, might be charged with culpable homicide. The bus was carrying African National Congress members to Ekurhuleni in Gauteng after they had attended the launch of the party's local government elections manifesto in Port Elizabeth on Saturday. 59 other passengers were injured in the accident, 21 of them critically so. The bodies of the deceased are today being taken to the Germiston mortuary. Police spokesperson Lieutenant Malebo Kosana says the investigations into the matter are still continuing.
Drivers were indeed trying to swap the driving positions when the bus overturned. We will proceed with this other driver and we'll process him according to the requirements of our investigations. And at the later stage, we'll be both charged for culpable homicide, depending on what's going to happen when we take the docket to the public prosecutor.
And in the financial indicators this afternoon, the rand is trading at 14.30 to the dollar, 20.52 to the pound, and 16.20 to the euro. Gold is $1,242.32 an ounce, and Brent crude oil is trading at $43.77 a barrel. The next news bulletin will be at 4 o'clock for Radio Veritas News. I'm Simbarashe Wande.
Are you pulling your hair out because it's that time of year? Well, with Penflex, you can't go wrong. Our pens, highlighters, markers and rulers and pencil cases are the perfect match for your budget and will provide your child with a quality product. Our pens have been tried and tested and ensures a good lifespan and great comfort. So pop into a store today and reward your child with the stationery that they deserve. Penflex, quality pens and markers.
6 minutes after 2 o'clock, Radio Veritas, 5:76 a.m., and you're listening to Soft Options, the show that's more than a show on top. We do a little triple play, official hymn for the Year of Mercy, which ends on the 20th of November this year. And, of course, the 25th of July to the 31st of July also marks World Youth Day events in Poland, in Krakow. And the last one will be Laudare Benedicere Predicare, the official hymn of the Jubilee of the 800th foundation, or the 800th celebrations of the foundation of the Dominican Order this year.
Thank you. Seven corporal works of mercy: to feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, welcome the stranger, heal the sick, visit the imprisoned, bury the dead.
I look, where is my help? My help will come from the Lord. I long to seek and trust in Him. rest in His arms and heal our wounds with Christ's holy blood. Let us live in new.
Seven spiritual works of mercy: to counsel the doubtful, instruct the ignorant, admonish sinners, comfort the afflicted, forgive offenses, bear patiently those who do us ill, pray for the living and the dead.
Thank you. benedicere, predicare, laudare, we praise our Lord with our praise, benedicere, we lift our voice in song, predicare, we proclaim your word to the world, laudare, benedicere, predicare. Sent out to preach by Dominic, sent two by two to all the world, sent out to study the gospel of grace, find new ways to preach. Oh,
breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you retain anyone's sins, they are retained."
Whether you are a new online share trader or a seasoned derivative trader, 28E can help you explore all of the Johannesburg Stock Exchange and add real value to your trading experience. call Carlo Amorim on 082-899-4027 or 012-663-8432 or email veritas@28e.co.za. Call now.
Moretsi wa Radio Veritas e yono ke setlogolwana sa batla se bo matshobo ngwana mashangwana a tlou thato wa ga mokwena a re kopane la bobedi mongwe le mongwe go simolola ka ura ya bosupa go fitlhela ka ura ya borobedi maitseboa le ka tsatsi la matlhatso go simolola ka ura ya bobedi motshegare go fitlhela ka ura ya bone a re kopane go
My name is Mike Mahoney, and I'm inviting you to join me every Thursday morning at 10 o'clock for 1 hour, as together we experience what it means to be living the Scriptures. Look forward to having you join me. God bless you.
This is Father Mukesh Kantilal Morar, here by Radio Veritas, the Goeie Nuus vir 'n Slag. Ek nooi jy graag om saam te luister woensdagoggende 10:00 in die oggend en herhaal ons dit dan weer sonndagoggende 9:00. Die program se naam is Ons praat graag saam Afrikaans met 'n bietjie deursig. Woensdag 10:00 in die oggend en ook sonderdag 9:00 in die oggend. Ek sal verheug en dankbaar wees as ons saam kan stap met die Bybel.
Radio Veritas umsakazo weqiniso ikulethela izindaba ezimnandi.
Jesus, 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 Jes Oh, I'm Archbishop Stephen Brislin from Cape Town. You are tuned into Radio Veritas. Good news for a change.
I'm Bernie Mullen with a thought for Ascension Day. We read, "So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs." One thing that always strikes me about those who witnessed the ascension of the Lord is that they were not confused nor saddened by it. Instead, Luke tells us that they paid Jesus homage and then returned to Jerusalem filled with joy. Mark assures us that the Lord worked with the disciples and confirmed the word through them. So perhaps if we take on the reality of the ascension into our lives, we too will experience the good news deeply within us, and we too will be able to share that with those we meet. God's work of love becomes the prayer of silence and action in us. Deep prayer is always silent, and to a large extent, unconscious, because it's God's business and work in us and not our own. However, the fruits of prayer become evident in our attitudes and behavior. Through the work of the risen Lord, we too become generators of love. into the cosmic sound of your eternal love songs, into the purity of your mystery, into the silence of your being. I am, in each human moment, drawn. I experience your ever-present breath of life. I am constantly born and co-create your dawn of love, the bright-lit day of your Trinity, the unity of eternal grace. Psalm 19 says, "How clearly the sky reveals God's glory, how plainly it shows what Yahweh has done. Each day announces it to the following day, each night repeats it to the next. No speech or words are used, no sound is heard. Yet their message goes out to all the world, and is heard to the ends of the earth. God made a home in the sky for the sun. It comes out in the morning like a happy bridegroom, like an athlete eager to run a race. It starts at one end of the sky and goes across to the other. Nothing can hide from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect. It gives new strength. The commands of the Lord are trustworthy, giving wisdom to those who lack it. The laws of the Lord are right, and those who obey them are happy. The commands of the Lord are just, and give understanding to the mind. Reverence for the Lord is good. It will continue forever. The judgments of the Lord are just. They are always fair. They are more desirable than the finest gold. They are sweeter than the purest honey. They give knowledge to me, your servant. I am rewarded for obeying them. No one can see their own errors. Deliver me, Lord, from hidden faults. Keep me safe, also from willful sins. Don't let them rule over me. Then shall I be perfect and free from the evil of sin. May my words and my thoughts be acceptable to you, O Lord, my refuge and my Redeemer." And so, my friend, may your spirit of love rise and influence all you know. Have a happy day.
Veritas. Truth. The voyage of discovery lies not in finding new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Truth simply is.
Let us now join together in reciting the Divine Mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and the blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for us.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world, for the sake of sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body
mercy.
of the And and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Medium Wave 576 for your Catholic fix.
Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life.
Join us at St. Albert's Catholic Church for Slow Rust, the Church of Mercy in the East Rand. As we pray for South Africa on the 27th of April, Freedom Day, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Come on, choir. Mercy, rewrote my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mercy, rewrote my
art.
Are you interested in learning more about art? The Blessed Isidore Bakanja Community Engagement Art Project invites you to a walkabout section at the Museum Africa in Newtown, Johannesburg, with the artist himself, Thabo Motsepe. During the month of March and April, Thabo will conduct walkabout educational sessions and give a 3-day practical workshop at the museum to art enthusiasts. To book a session for your learners, parish, or community, contact Koli on 079-721-3736. That's Koli on 079-721-3736.
My name is Mike Mahoney, and I'm inviting you to join me every Thursday morning at 10 o'clock for 1 hour, as together we experience what it means to be living the Scriptures. Look forward to having you join me. God bless you.
Have you been missing out on your favorite Radio Veritas shows? Well, now you don't have to. We've teamed up with Iono FM to provide a free catch-up service that allows you to access them directly from your cell phone, PC, or tablet to listen to whenever and wherever you're ready. Go to radioveritas.co.za and click on podcast. This will take you through to the page where you can select and play the show you missed or re-listen to something you heard on air and really enjoyed. Go to radioveritas.co.za and click on podcast. You never have to miss out on your favorite shows with Radio Veritas. The good news for a change.
Tomorrow, I'm flying out tomorrow, I'm going to America.
Ooh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh yeah, 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 yeah. I'ma tell them about your stories. Tell them everything you taught me. Tell them everything you taught me. Tell them about your stories. Tell them everything you taught me. Everything you taught me.
Song. I really love this song.
I'm a singer.
26 minutes after 3 o'clock, Radio Veritas, 576 AM. This is Casper Nyovest featuring Mahotela Queens. And this one is just called Malume. And, of course, before that, we prayed the chaplet of Divine Mercy, as I said, that I'll be back just after 3. And so here we are. And so time for a fun quiz for this hour. And you know what to do. Just give me the correct answer. And we're just having fun with the questions. And it really is a very easy question, this. Listen to this. If it took 12 men 18 hours to build a wall, how long would it take 9 men to build it? If it took 12 men 18 hours to build a wall, how long would it take 9 men to build it? 011-452-7115, that's the number to dial. If it took 12 men 18 hours to build a wall, how long would it take 9 men to build it? 011-452-7115. That's the number to dial here on Radio Veritas, 576 AM on Soft Options, the show that's more than a chair on top. If it took 12 men 18 hours to build a wall, how long would it take 9 men to build it? And the number 011-452-7115.
Did you know that every month 55 million people go on the internet and search the word God? And every month, 17 million people search the word love. That's because God is love. But you knew that. That's why you listen to Radio Veritas. The good news. For a change.
And so while you think about that, do remember Noah? That's Captain Noah and his floating zoo is being staged at St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church, Lancaster Avenue in Craigall Park. And that's this Friday and Saturday. On Friday, it will be the show will be at 7 in the evening. In fact, 7:30 in the evening. And then they'll have a Saturday matinee at 2. And then they'll also have a Saturday evening show at 7 o'clock. They're encouraging you to bring your own picnic basket and drinks. And so on, bring your whole family. Tickets are 80 rand per person plus a 5-liter bottle of water, which will be given to Radio Veritas for our Give Water to the Thirsty project. And children under 12, it's only 25 rand per person plus a 5-liter bottle of water. And for more information, speak to Joy Donovan, and her number is 072-357-9966. That's Joy Donovan, 072-357-9966. This Saturday, there is a talk on Pope Francis' exhortation, Amoris Laetitia, the joy of love. And the emphasis on this will be on love in marriage and the spirituality of marriage and the family. And this will be this Saturday at the cathedral in the small hall from 10 o'clock in the morning to about 1. And this is being organized by Johannesburg's Department of Family Life Apostolate. You're also being invited next Saturday, the 7th of May, to join the Mother's Voice, which is a group of the mothers of priests in Soweto, to come and join them in cleaning the graves of priests and religious. I think this is at West Park Cemetery. And for more information, speak to Figilem Locho, and the number is 078-476-9225. 078-476-9225. The 30th of April is going to be a big day. You're being encouraged to use the bus to come to the ordination of new Auxiliary Bishop of Johannesburg, Duncan Tsoke. We will broadcast this live at 10 o'clock in the morning, from 10 to about 1 o'clock. That's when it will happen, the ordination. And for more information, you can speak to Ntate Odilon Molapo, and the number is 011-402-6400. That's 011-402-6400. And as I mentioned, on the same day, There is Marcellus and Paul at the Bronco Sports Center, and they'll have two performances, one at 12 noon and one at 6 in the evening. Liam Pangela is your contact there, 082-222-3513. 082-222-3513. So tonight at the parish of St. Charles in Victory Park, they have their Life in the Spirit seminar. And tonight the speaker is Alexander Fenter, who will be speaking on salvation. And it starts at 7:30, ends at 9:30, so 2 hours. Speak to Jenny, and the number is 083-467-6318. 083-467-6318. And let's go to the lines. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, Tanya.
Hello, Zandile.
Yeah.
Ah, kiteng
okay.
Hey, yes, Zandile.
I'm just taking a guess. Maybe 23 hours.
23 hours.
Yeah.
No, Kahana Zandile, still afraid.
Okay,
sharp. And the question, of course, there was, if it took 12 men 18 hours to build a wall, how long would it take 9 men to build it? 011-452-7115, that's the number to dial. It's now 28 minutes to 4 o'clock here on Radio Veritas, 576 a.m. So that's really our question for this afternoon. In the meantime, let's dance. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hello, Hania.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Uh-huh. And I suspect you know.
Yeah.
And are you still on top of your car?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It'll take 13.5 hours.
13 years. 13.5. No, I'm afraid. Temba? I'm still afraid.
Okay, thank you,
Sanya. Have a good one. Hi, you on Radio Veritas?
Hello?
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 Hello, you on the radio?
Hello, my answer is 24 hours.
24 hours?
Yes.
No, they say no. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. So that's the question that's still standing now. If it took 12 men 18 hours to build a wall, how long would it take 9 men to build it? That's the question. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hello, Kanya.
Hello, Teresa. Wow, nice to hear from you.
Thank you.
And I think you might have an answer for me.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I think it's 36 hours.
36 hours?
Yes.
No. No, I'm still afraid, Teresa. It's not 36 hours. Have a good one.
Yes.
God bless. So there we are. We still don't have an answer for this one. If it took 12 men 18 hours to build the wall, how long would it take 9 men to build it? That's the question. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. My answer, I guess, is 21.
21.
Yep.
21. They say no. 21 is too high. Okay.
Thank you.
So 21 is too high. 36 is far too high. What other answers were we given? Anyway, they're all far too high. That's all I can tell you. All of them. If it took 12 men 18 hours to build a wall, how long would it take 9 men to build it? 011-452-7115. That's the number.
I belong to the Lord of all.
And you're on the radio.
Hi, Kanye. How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you, me?
I'm blessed. Thanks for a lovely radio today.
No, thank you.
Kanye, won't take anyone because the wall is already built.
The wall is already built. And you're right. The 18 men have already.
It's about time, Kanye. I always love your messages and I try my best to get the answers right. But today I got through.
And so who am I speaking to?
Jenny Ramsey from Observatory in Johannesburg.
So you will be at the ordination then. You're just up the road from the school.
Trying my best, Kanye.
Okay, Jenny. And anybody you want to say hello to this afternoon?
I just want to say hello to all God's people out there. Be safe and be blessed and love to everyone.
Great. Jenny, thank you very much. Do you have a song in mind that I could play you just because you are a genius?
How great thou art.
Why?
Oh, because God is the greatest in the whole wide world.
Oh, nice. For a second, I thought you were talking about me there. Jenny?
Kanye, nothing to beat God. Without him, we are nothing.
That's...
And I turned 63 weeks ago, and I feel like heaven.
Wow. Wow, that's great. So 20 years ago, they told you that life begins at 40, and now you're at 60, and you still feel, as you say, that you feel like you're in heaven.
I feel like 21, Kanye. Just because how great the Lord is.
How nice. Great, Jenny.
Thanks so much, Kanye. God bless and keep up the good work.
And God bless you too.
Thanks so much.
And so there we are. Jenny in Observatory says, yeah, you know what? It actually, you're saying how many men, if it took 12 men 18 hours to build a wall, how long would it take 9 men to build it? And of course, the correct answer is none at all. The wall is already built. Eish! Trick question.
Thank you.
on the 19th of April, we celebrate the feast day of Saint Alphege, patron of Greenwich and Solihull and kidnap victims. He lived from 954 to 1012. Archbishop and first martyr of Canterbury, Saint Alphege became a monk in the Deerhurst Monastery in Gloucester, England, asking after a few years to become a hermit. He received permission for this vocation and retired to a small hut near Somerset in England. In 984, Alphege assumed the role of abbot of the Abbey of Bath, founded by St. Dunstan and by his own efforts. Many of his disciples from Somerset joined him at Bath. In that same year, Alphege succeeded Ethelwold as Bishop of Winchester. He served there for two decades, famed for his care of the poor and for his own austere life. King Ethelred the Unready used his abilities in 994, sending him to mediate with invading Danes. The Danish chieftain Anlaf converted to Christianity as a result of these meetings with Alphege, although he and the other chief, Sweyn, demanded tribute from the Anglo-Saxons of the region. Anlaf vowed never to lead his troops against Britain again. In 1005, Alphege became the successor to Alaric as the Archbishop of Canterbury, receiving the pallium in Rome from Pope John the 18th. He returned to England in time to be captured by the Danes, pillaging the southern regions. The Danes besieged Canterbury and took Alphege captive. The ransom for his release was about £3,000 and went unpaid. Alphege refused to give the Danes that much, an act which infuriated them. He was hit with an axe and then beaten to death. Revered as a martyr, Alphege's remains were placed in St. Paul's Church in London. The body, moved to Canterbury in 1023, was discovered to be incorrupt in 1105. Relics of St. Alphege are also in Bath, Glastonbury, Ramsey, Reading, Durham, Yorkminster, and in Westminster Abbey. His emblem is an axe, and he is depicted in his pontifical vestments, or as a shepherd defending his flock.
And so our genius, Jenny in Observatory, requested this one.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to me. How great thou art, how great.
Men of Faith is what they call themselves, and that's especially for Jenny, our genius for this hour. How great thou art here on Radio Veritas, 5:76 a.m. And of course, at 4 o'clock, Father Thabo Motshekgo will be with you in Changing Gear, and that's from 4 to 5:30. And then from 5:30 to 6, Father Emil Blaza as the sun sets. And then between 6 and 7, we have the Angelus and the Rosary. And, of course, Catholic View with Sheila Pirish. So just some good programs to look forward to this evening on Radio Veritas with Thato Wakamukwena at 7 o'clock, bringing you his program, Bua Lesichaba. And that's between 7 and 8. Right now, though, we just look at some of the highlights today in history. Today being the 19th of April, the 110th day of the year 2016. It's a leap year, so this means that we have 256 days remaining until the end of the year. And it was on this day in the year 1911 when the church and state were separated in Portugal. And you remember it was on this day, 1999, when José Carreras, Plácido Domingo and Luciano Pavarotti came to South Africa, and they performed Today before an audience of some 40,000 at an open-air concert at the Union Buildings in Pretoria. Were you there? Oh, I'm sure you remember that time very well. And that was, of course, the three tenors, as they were called. And, of course, one of their very well-known songs that they do together is the Ave Maria. And it was on this day in the year 2000 when in the Philippines West aviation disaster, and the Air Philippines plane crashed in the southern Philippines, killing all 131 people aboard. Today, 16 years ago. And it was on this day in the year 2001 here in South Africa when pharmaceutical companies dropped a lawsuit against South Africa, ending an international battle over patent rights and profit. This suit actually had stemmed from a law that sold cheaper generic HIV drugs for millions of Africans. 2001 today. And it was, of course, on this day in the year 2005, only 11 years ago, when Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger was elected Pope, the head of the 1.1 billion Roman Catholics. That's what it was then, in 2005. And so just a few things that happened today in history. If it's your birthday, you share it with Justin Regali, American Roman Catholic Cardinal, born today in 1935. In Swaziland, we celebrate with King of Swaziland, Mswati III. He was born today in 1968. Brazilian footballer Rivaldo was born today in 1972. English biologist Charles Darwin died today in the year 1882. And the Cardinal of the Roman Catholic Church, Alfonso López Trujillo, died today in 2008. And it's 4 minutes to 4 o'clock on Radio Veritas 576 AM. And so time for us to look at our prayer circle for today. And so all the intentions that were sent through to Radio Veritas today via SMS, and those that were called in, all those that were emailed, including the intentions of Ruby, the intentions of Reggie. We remember those that are celebrating their birthdays today, Mayor Paulina. We remember Temba and Helen on their wedding anniversary today. We remember James Mokete Tsoteitsi at the Chancery in Johannesburg. We remember Len Bailey in Factoryton, Cape Town. We also think about the intentions of Lydia. Shayla here at Radio Veritas celebrated her birthday yesterday also. We remember the intentions of Errol, intentions of Moira, intentions of Stella, Lorraine, Lucia, Beatrice, Mary Ann, David Khoury, the intentions of Jenny, intentions of Michael, Ronnie, Elizabeth, Musia, the Dos Santos family, Mamputi. And for all these intentions and the intentions we have in our own hearts right now, Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Father Tabo is next with his show, Changing Gear.
Just the fear of a child.